Thursday night, Dalet on the Beis. Okay, so we're moving along, and we started Hilchos Tainus Esther, and now something came up that's very nogeya, and that is that my daughter had a baby boy today, which, if the bris is bisman, it means there's a bris milah on a Tainus Esther that's nidche. A week from today, Thursday, is a Tainus Esther that's nidche. Now, there are more paskins that if there's a Tainus Esther that's nidche, it comes out on Thursday, and there's a bris milah, then everybody that's invited to the Suda can eat. Don't get excited, Yemi, but you have to fast on Friday. In other words, they hold that the Tainus, either it's not like necessarily hukbah on Thursday. Thursday is just a convenience because you don't want to have it on Friday. But it's not necessarily hukbah on Thursday. So if it turns out you don't fast on Thursday, or you're not fasting on Thursday because you went to the Sudas Mitzvah, the Bris, so then you have to fast on Friday. That's what the Ramah holds. And then everybody that's invited could eat, because they'll be fasting tomorrow. So that's the first sheet, and that's the Ramah. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Taz and the Eli Rabba argue, and they say that Kviyusa the Tainisa who dafkal Yom Chamishi, that once it was decided to make it Thursday, so that's the Yom HaTainis, so people stop invited are not allowed to eat. And then if you want to have people at the Suda, you want to have, let's say, a minyan by your Suda, so you have to make the Suda at night, Thursday night. But the Balei Bris, which, let's say, the Avi HaBen, so he doesn't have to fast at all, and he doesn't have to make up Friday either. That's this second Shita that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Now, it's interesting, he says, because to them it's like a regel day, it's called. It's like their Yom Tov day, so they don't have to fast, and they don't have to make up Friday. Then the Prima Godim says, this is very interesting to me, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Prima Godim, that if you make it like the Ramah, so lo hifsid. Now, make it like the Ramah means that everybody invited could eat on Thursday. I'm not sure why it's such a kula, because they all have to fast on Friday. Even the Balei Bris, L'chora, have to fast on Friday according to the Ramah. So I'm not sure. So you make L'gabe eating on Thursday, but certainly when it comes to Friday, it's a chumrah. I mean, it's Mekel because everybody can eat, not just the Balei Bris. So, okay. And the Balei Bris means the father of the Ben, and it means the Sanduk too. So if you want to put in a good word for me by my daughter, because I can get away with it. I'm fasting Monday, Mitzvah Shem, because of I have a yard site Monday. So who wants to fast every Monday in Donishtik?